I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has increased restrictions on Russian access to US payment systems for its energy and banking systems as negotiations continue about President Trump's ceasefire proposal on Ukraine. It follows a response from President Putin, who said the idea of an end to hostilities was good, but raised questions about how it would work. James Landale reports.
2 days ago, the United States said the ball was in Russia's court. Today, Vladimir Putin knocked it back over the net. The US and Ukraine had agreed there should be an immediate ceasefire on all fronts in the conflict. President Putin's response was to say, in effect, yes, but no. Mr. Putin supports the idea, but qualifies it. First, by saying any ceasefire must address his concerns about NATO expansion and his belief in Ukraine's supposed lack of sovereignty, what he claims are the root causes of the war. The problem is that this does not sound like the immediate ceasefire agreed by US and Ukrainian negotiators in Saudi Arabia earlier this week.
In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Zelensky condemned Mr. Putin's comments.
Now we've all heard from Russia, Putin's very predictable, very manipulative words in response to the idea of a ceasefire. He's actually preparing a refusal as of now. Putin, of course, is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war, that he wants to kill Ukrainians.
He called for more sanctions to put pressure on Russia. One of the main stock indices in the United States, the S&P 500, has confirmed it's officially in correction after another week of heavy losses. A correction is a drop of more than 10%, a fall the S&P has registered over the past 4 weeks. Our North America business correspondent Erin Delmore is in New York.
It's been another difficult day on Wall Street, and this comes after 3 weeks of declines, an especially brutal week this week, as we've seen the global trade war booming and really causing a lot of uncertainty, seeing markets respond negatively. So today, we are seeing the Dow on track for its worst week since 2022, the S&P officially entering and even closing in correction territory. Even the Nasdaq is down today, and that's where we'd seen a bright spot earlier this week, with investors rushing in to buy tech stocks at their lower price point, buoying that end of the market. But today, just a bruising day on Wall Street.
The prestigious American University Johns Hopkins says it's being forced to lay off more than 2,000 employees because of the cut in US AID funding. In a statement, it said critical work at its campus in Baltimore and internationally would have to cease because it had lost $800 million worth of grants. This is the World News from the BBC. A BBC investigation has uncovered details of a mass killing allegedly carried out by rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo last month. According to testimony, between 17 and 22 people were killed by members of the M23 group in the eastern city of Goma. Ola Geerin reports.
It was mid-afternoon on a Saturday when M23 fighters arrived in the Goma neighbourhood of Kasika, according to our sources. They say the rebels came in three pickup trucks and began rounding up young men, apparently hunting for government soldiers. Within an hour, residents told us at least 17 people lay dead. Our sources say the youngest was a boy aged 13 or 14 who had tried to hide behind his sisters. Another victim was a woman who had been selling milk on the street.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed on the text of a peace agreement to end more than 3 decades of conflict in the South Caucasus. Both countries said negotiations had concluded, but no date's been set to sign the deal. Azerbaijan wants Armenia to give up its claim to Nagorno-Karabakh. The former president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, will make his first appearance before the International Criminal Court on Friday. He was arrested on Monday on murder charges linked to his war on drugs, in which thousands of purported dealers and users were killed. He's defended his actions, arguing he was trying to fight street crime. The mayor of Mexico City has proposed a ban on bullfights where the animals are wounded or killed. Clara Brugada said business owners and promoters had agreed to move towards what she called violence-free events, adding that cruelty couldn't be a spectacle. Mexico City is home to the world's largest bull ring. BBC News.